again. You've come to the right place for some inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Bob Cochran. Bob's from Ashburn, Virginia.
In the book of Luke, Jesus tells the famous parable of the prodigal son. A young man takes a sizable portion of his father's estate, travels to a far country, and wastes it all in riotous living. Then a famine strikes the land, and things get so bad he's tempted to eat the husks the pigs feed on. He longs to return home, but he's too ashamed. So in humility, he decides to ask his father to take him back as a hired servant. But when he is still a great way off, his father sees him and runs to meet him. No lectures, no scolding, just glad he's home. We may or may not have engaged in riotous living, but most of us have felt at times that we've strayed into a far country. We may be battling regret or discouragement or anxiety or a physical difficulty. Whatever the circumstances, the truth is we're never really separated from God's love, just as the prodigal son was never separated from his father's love. As God's spiritual offspring, we're actually one with God, who is divine love. But if we seem to be separated, we can follow the son's example. First, we can turn our thoughts away from whatever situation we seem to be in, putting aside guilt or regret or fear. Then we can turn our thoughts toward God and with deep humility recognize, as Christian Science teaches, that we are entirely spiritual, intact, and whole. This allows for a genuine willingness to serve God in whatever way He may direct. As we do this sincerely and persistently, it's not only a comfort, it's a powerful healing truth to realize that our Father, divine love, even though He may seem a great way off, is at this very moment running to meet us and bring us safely home.
Thanks for joining us. To continue with inspiring ideas, listen to how the Christian Science Monitor reporters approach the news. Check out the Why We Wrote This podcast. You can find it at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.